Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Loves you like your mum does.
This week's episode is sponsored by Colin Hoover, Michael, and Sam Harris. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, is Professor Xavier a jerk?
Clearly the answer is yes. I mean, I was just reading the Onslaught Saga. If anyone doesn't know, it's when Professor Xavier does turn evil.
Legitimately.
Like, clearly he's already...
Did someone get in his brain, or did he just go, this is what I'm doing now?
They sort of... X-Men, I'm evil now. Goodbye.
It starts off with him after he sort of... brain melts or brain wipes Magneto, which is a jerk move, but still apparently a part of Magneto's soul attaches to Xavier, and then all of Xavier's dark repressed thoughts burst out and he becomes this evil man.
Can he walk?
Yeah.
Does he just hobble everywhere?
Well, he kind of gets
He can limp.
Okay. So X-Man,
his legs.
Who is this Nate Gray, who is Cable, but from an alternate reality.
Oh, God.
So he came into the universe, and he sort of pulled Xavier from the astral plane or something like that, which gave Professor Xavier this idea to pull shit from the astral plane, which is, think of it as sort of psionic energy.
All right.
And so then... just run with it.
That makes it much clearer.
Sure.
I'm following so well.
And then Xavier's like, okay, I know what to do now. I'll grab psionic armor from the astral plane into the real world.
To get legs.
And so he sort of walks around in the armor, but I guess he's floating.
Okay. Inside? Maybe. Oh, I see what you mean. That is a maybe.
That was kind of correct.
Technically, no, but...
there's an easier way in the Marvel Universe to walk. Like, surely.
See a doctor?
Yeah, sure,
see
sure.
Any doctor.
Really like, even help. Like even without mutant powers, like, we have that technology now.
Guys. So there's one specific issue before we find out, like, you know, he is Onslaught, is that this character Onslaught kind of goes and kidnaps Jean Grey from a mall shopping center.
Cool.
And he's like, here's Xavier's mind. And he's like, whatever, he's just a father figure. And he's like, oh, is he? Let's read this kind of repressed thought. And it's basically Xavier saying that, thinking out, you know, in his head, like, oh man, Jean Grey, I love her so much. But this is when he was just sort of just training. So clearly when they were very young.
Well, I mean, the thing about Xavier, like, yeah, this is awful. He's a bad man. But the very fact that he's like, I'm going to collect mutants, not train them terribly well. Like, I mean, maybe that's just negligence, but it's also, like, pretty much a jerk move. Does he have a teaching degree?
Well, Jackson.
He's a professor.
Of what?
So he says. Oh, I don't know.
Genetics.
He's a genetics professor.
Maybe. Yeah, like, teach him genetics.
It's kind of like me being like, hey, I can speak English. I'm going to open a school and teach people how to speak English.
No, it's kind of like I can speak Esperanto, which has elements of English. So I should teach everyone English.
Would you guys go to a school where the principal can read your mind?
No, not at all.
I mean, come on.
I wouldn't go to... Is it for education at all? school?
Okay,
it's
so
both,
gifted
right?
youngsters.
It's, yeah,
it's,
gifted youngsters.
That's very vague.
Yeah, it's very
it's
vague.
It's for mutants, though.
It's training and education.
Okay, so basically, all right, Jackson, going on? You're going to be
okay.
A young mutant.
All right.
All right, so like say that it happens when you hit puberty, so we're talking like 12, 13,
my 14. Eyes are little versions of me.
Yes.
That I can pop out and they walk around and
okay, so,
fuck
so
shit up.
You're, but you're depressed about it, because
oh,
in this
shit,
world...
I hate my me eyes.
You know, mutants are hated and feared.
People,
yeah?
I have to wear glasses so they don't see my me eyes.
So
and my
you're
little
wearing glasses.
Just smacking on the eye.
And then...
let me out.
And then, like, maybe someone saw you without the glasses,
oh,
so
no.
It's already out that you're a mutant. So you're like, oh, look at you, fucking mutie, let's get him.
Yeah.
And your parents are like, oh my God, a mutie, let's get him.
how do my parents not know I had me eyes?
They're very
glasses,
negligent.
Glasses, you answered that question.
That's true. That's on me.
Yeah.
You'd only ever told one person, and that was Stacey at the year... 10 like, formal.
I'm like Stacey. And look. I just like slide my glasses down my nose and my little me's are like, hello.
And she screams and then
and
gets the jocks to beat you.
Yeah. She was your closest friend.
And she betrayed me.
She betrayed you.
So I need somewhere to go. Yeah.
So Xavier's like, boop, boop, boop. Oh, I detect a new mutant. Mm. So he walks up to your, or rolls up really, to your house.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Jackson me eyes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm Professor Xavier.
It's just Jackson, but yeah, hey.
I teach. Sorry, Jackson.
I, another... odd comment. Whatever, go on, Xavier.
I'll get you loot, I'll get you shoot, I'll get you code name very soon.
Stop calling me out. You have weird eyes. I said it. Go
so
on.
He's like, hello, young Jackson. Please come to my school. We have gifted, you teach for gifted youngsters. Okay, Mrs. and Mrs. Bailey, you can...
They're
you,
like,
can
please
you,
get rid of him.
They're like, no, he's our son.
Oh, my
right?
bad.
And so, then, so, bad. Then, so then Xavier's like, boop, 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 you're coming with me. And then the, your parents like, oh, yep, not cool, Vic. Jackson, off
he
you
does.
Go.
A lot of the time the parents don't know either that it's a school for mutants.
No.
Because the public face of it is
just a school
gifted
for gifted
kind of kids.
And it sort of does happen, I think. I'm pretty sure with Kitty's parents, they like don't really want her to go, but he's like, boop, boop, boop. Yes,
that's not all.
That's kidnapping. That's
and
just
then,
that is kidnapping,
flat
out yes. kidnapping.
I get there and I'm like, sick. I'm gonna be surrounded by people who will help me like learn about my powers and stuff. And then Xavier's like, fight for me.
Xavier's like, come here, I.
I hate that name.
I've made you this costume. Wear it.
Can I just...
get into the costume now.
Then he'd boop, boop, boop me, and I'd be like, yeah, man, yeah, okay.
Ah, back to
and the... then I'd be like, this is my brother. Fight him.
He is literally
this is
unstoppable.
Not a legitimate school.
No, but going back to the comment about gifted youngsters not being a legitimate school, it doesn't have the same problem as Hogwarts. It does actually have proper classes that you get in a school.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
An example of it is like the end of Days of Future Past.
Yeah,
it's revealed that Logan is a history teacher.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if
before,
they're teaching
yeah.
history, then maths and things like that would also
probably.
Be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Gambit teaches people how to be a thief.
Oh yeah, good. I loved that class in high school.
Which. I'm pretty sure that Cyclops will teach shop, like, mechanics.
Do I get to go home?
Yeah, he's got a motorbike. Yeah. No, you can't ever. No, the holidays, but you can't say anything. You have to keep your glasses on. I don't know how it works. No, you don't.
That's super disturbing, though, that I'm like, sick, I get to go home, and Professor Xavier's like, come into my office,
Look, I know you want to tell your parents about the exciting time you had here, but if you do, I'll fucking kill you.
Okay.
This
is our secret.
Oh no!
It's think about it, super it's disturbing. Like
very culty.
It's very culty.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be a safe place, but as we discussed briefly before the show, it's not a very safe place.
Well,
it's constantly under attack.
Yeah.
Also, like the moment you're like, this is a safe place. This room's called the danger room.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's like, this is where you'll be going to fight with your eyes. And I'm like, what?
It's like, it's just like a simulation room. I can't get hurt. Incorrect.
Oh boy, you can. Let me get this hard light hologram up. Now punch it as hard as you can.
No.
Now I'm going to get it.
Xavier,
to punch
I just
you.
Have little me's in my eye sockets. I'm not any physically stronger.
I can't hurt me, can it? Well, once it became sentient and murdered a child.
Yeah, they didn't try to kill me. That was a tough time.
I pretty much gave it a lobotomy.
that happened. Like, danger, we've brought it before, but it did become sentient because it was like Shi'ar tech, which is
like
these
a
bird
sexy
alien.
Robot lady.
Yeah. Xavier was tooling around with it, like, tooling around with the danger room, and it just became aware that existence, and its first thing was like, where am I? what's going on? And Xavier was like, shut up, trap. Yeah, killed a kid. Well, it forced a kid to commit suicide. Yeah, yeah. Well, persuaded a kid to
what
commit
suicide. What do you reckon is the death count, like, in a year for the X-Mansion, how many kids are dying from just, like, how, holy shit, I have laser eyes and, oop, I killed a kid from suicides, from Magneto attacks, from Hulk attacks.
Let me tell you about a story called Deadly Genesis.
Oh, no.
So, we all know the original X-Men, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
Iceman.
Iceman, Marvel Girl, Beast, Cyclops, and Angel. Cool. So, they go on a mission.
Cool.
And they get, like, kidnapped by this island. Who's a mutant island called Krakatoa?
That's rad.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yep. No, I like that. More islands should get mutations.
Yes.
Holy shit, the continent of Australia can now become the sea.
So then Cyclops escapes and he's like, help me, Xavier. And Xavier's like, I'll get a new team. And so he gets Thunderbird, Sunfire, Wolverine, Storm.
There's a mutant called Thunderbird?
He dies. So we'll get
cut his strings, he falls into the ocean.
Pretty much he dies on a plane crash. Anyway, he dies. But so they get that team and they go and they rescue the original team and everything's hunky-dory. Thunderbird dies and they're like, oh, how sad, Thunderbird.
I'm pretty sad. I was really excited.
He's like the very first like Native American and he's dead now.
Oh, man. He's Native American as well. This guy rules. Minorities. Let's do an episode of Thunderbirds.
So that was sort of the progression of the X team. You had the original team and the all different X team came along.
Okay.
But there was a secret hidden team in between those two teams that only recently, in like the last 10 years, was sort of found out where Scott came back. It's like, oh my God, the mutant island, help. And Moira MacTaggert's like, oh shit, I've got a bunch of mutants that I've been training. Let's get them. They've got Darwin, Vulcan, a couple of others, I forget.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, Vulcan, hey, this is Scott Summers. He's your brother. And he's like, shit, I got a brother. How great. Cool. Let's go to Krakatoa and let's get some shit done. And they go and they all get murdered, like, by the island. They all just die.
Oh.
Scott Summers somehow gets back again because he's lucky.
Maybe Scott Summers is the problem.
Wait, Darwin dies as well?
Yeah.
How does Darwin... Well, power is literally like...
Again, we'll get to this.
I'm sorry.
So... he comes back and he's like, oh, my God, distraught as hell, like, they killed my brother. And so then Xavier's like, mind wipe this completely. This didn't happen at all. Just makes everyone forget about it. And then, like, implants this sort of memory that they just went to the island. The island was sentient and was able to speak, even though it wasn't able to speak. It was just this sort of thing going on base impulse, like, urges, screaming and wanting to kill and murder. And then eventually, because Darwin did survive...
Hey, my boy.
Yeah,
my boy
he Darwin. Sort of, like, wraps himself around Vulcan, and then Vulcan comes back and he's, like, kills Banshee at one point.
But reveals all of Magneto's secrets.
And Vulcan's Xavier. Not Havoc. So his two brothers.
Yeah.
Two brothers, all right.
Third Summers brother.
I don't know.
So basically, he covered up a whole
imagine, you know, here I am, I.
But he didn't cover up Thunderbird. Which means, like, why did he let some people remember some deaths and not other deaths?
Was he like, did everyone hate Thunderbird? Was he like, good for morale?
Hey, guys, that asshole Thunderbird's dead. Sick.
No, but, like, okay, so imagine, here I am. I'm at the mansion. And James, another mutant with me.
Mm.
And he's got, I don't know,
wooden
arms and legs.
Wait.
You could float real good.
I could do that now. Fine, I'll be that. Whatever.
No, like wooden arms and legs that are
mahogany
like...
Mahogany boy. Let's bring back Mahogany boy. You can turn shit into mahogany.
Great.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Pretty sick. And we're having a good time.
Sadly, though, you've got wooden arms and legs because...
And then one day I come into our dorm and into our room and, like, there's just his side of the room and it's all made up. And it's like he just like never was. And I'm like, what's that about? And then I completely forget about him because he died on some mission.
Yep.
And Magneto's just like, oh, nah, didn't exist.
Xavier.
And I'm like, Xavier, is there another guy in my room with me?
I don't know who you're talking about. You've lived your whole time here. It's just been you and that. Like to... I think it's been pretty selfish of you keeping a room to yourself.
Mahogany.
I noticed what's out of the room is all mahogany, and that seems odd, I guess.
I mean, you got the good room. What could I say? I mean, we should pair you up with someone. I'll look through my files.
And then I'm like, no, never mind. So, I don't know why I came in here, Magneto. Xavier!
Charles, if you keep calling him Magneto, he will probably be mad.
He's got a history of mental blocks. Like in the movies, he does it to Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, training her, he's like, I'm just going to seal off that part of your mind.
Yeah.
Just hope that never backfires and you turn me to dust.
Yes.
Which happens.
It does happen, so, yes.
It's okay. I'll be reborn in my brother, who you briefly sort of met at the end credits.
If you're following the new sort of current run of X-Men, Beast brings the original X-Men into the future.
Okay.
And Jean Grey, like, develops his new power. So she can kind of like strike out with psionic energy or whatever, like something that she's never shown before. And this, it's really strongly hinted that Xavier knew about it and just stopped her doing this.
Yeah. I love that Xavier's like a psychiatrist that you come in and you're like, this really terrible thing happened to me. And instead of helping you out, he's just like, I'm repressing that.
Yeah, he's just like, no, it didn't.
Exactly.
He could unlock Wolverine's mind, surely. Like if he wanted to.
We're talking about Wolverine now. All right, so Wolverine. All right, jerk moment. So Wolverine, we all know Wolverine's character.
Yeah. Who doesn't? You know,
the boy from Oz.
From Oz. brainwashed from Department H or whatever for the Weapon X program. Mm-hmm. He was sent to kill Xavier at one point. So when Xavier was like after the Krakatoa mission, whatever, he's like, Wolverine, you know, recruit you. But they actually met before then. When Wolverine came out to assassinate Xavier.
Yeah.
Wolverine's not a great assassin, just straight off the bat. Like,
no, he's a very good assassin. But Xavier makes Wolverine getting close and then stops him. And he's like, all right, cool. I know you sent me to kill me, but I'm going to brainwash you back so that I'm going to implant this sort of like notion that when you hear
like Inception
X,
with brainwashing.
You're like, when you hear X-Men, you relate that to X-Men. You'll eventually want to join the X-Men because in his own words, I need a weapon. So he basically recruits Wolverine to sort of be his personal assassin to do his own sort of bullshit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh
God.
What a jerk.
And this guy is running a school for children.
And then, of course,
youngsters. Yes.
There's, what was her name? Living Computer Sage, who was like, he implanted her in the Hellfire Club as like the long con. Like she was like one of his first students and then he put her into the Hellfire Club as like this sort of, you know, to infiltrate that as this giant long con to try and get intel. And I think she was very young at the time and everyone was like a, you know, she was put, you know, the Hellfire Club's fucked up. Right?
Yeah, like it's like, hectic as hell. The whole thing is like
their costume's just like a lingerie,
yeah,
sexy time parties. And he's putting this like young person who came to him with like, I got this mutant ability, help me. I don't know where you could go.
It's kind of like Xavier's like, look, the world's going to, you know, I'm going to need to fight my brother for one at some point and a whole bunch of other people, not people who don't like mutants. You know who's easy to brainwash? Children. How could I just get like loads of kids and make them fight for me? What if I pretend I have a school? But if I pretend like I'm real, like I give a fuck about their powers and training them up, that'll protect me good.
And he did try to strangle his twin sister in the womb.
Well, you can't be blamed for in womb. Come on.
That's a good, yeah, I guess.
But then he sort of sensed that his twin was evil as a fetus and tried to strangle her. So that's kind of odd. How can a fetus be evil?
That's the word.
I'll put that out there for just another jerk move Xavier did.
So would we join the Brotherhood? Like if we compare Magnetes to old Charlie Charles?
Yeah, because he seems like he cares and protects me. Not always, but
Magneto is Charles is just flat out. Like I just don't even understand how the comic even tries to paint Charles Xavier as a good guy.
Yeah.
No. The same way, like. The moment anything goes wrong with Jean Grey, it's like, oh, she's either about to turn evil or a good guy is evil. And because when Charles turns evil, first point of call is like, I'm going to fuck up Jean Grey.
Or, he wanted to recruit her. I'll give him that. But, yeah.
Just like the moment, Jean Grey, if like something bad is happening to Jean Grey, it just means a good guy is going bad.
Yep, that's how it goes down.
I feel like Cyclops should run the school. Because he seems like a pretty solid kind of guy. He won't get in your mind.
But he tried doing recently, but he's turned into this sort of like revolutionary.
Cyclops always felt like he had Asperger's to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like not that that's a problem, but I just mean he always felt like he's got the idea of what the rules are, and he's just going to stick to them.
Well, yeah, that's like.
Despite all.
Just before Days of Future Past, like not in the comic book run, because I know I talk about the movie a lot, but yeah, in the comic book run, he was just like, found out Charles did these bad things. instead of trying to fix it, I'm just fucking off. Yeah, it's not for me
that's
anymore.
That's too much for me. I just can't deal with that. No, thank you.
Literally, that's what happens. There's an entire issue where it's just like,
nah,
here's a list of things.
No,
thank here's you. A list of terms Charles Xavier upset me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going.
He's just always got that kind of blank slate. Like, maybe he doesn't understand your facial expressions. You're like, hey, Cyclops, I'm really mad at you. And he's like, why? I don't know what's going on.
I'm reading Onslaught again.
I'm wearing glasses.
There's sorry. Nothing. Everyone's just back and forth.
Everyone's just a shade of red.
Yeah. That must mess with you, though.
That would.
That happened with the Red Hood. That broke his mind. That was one of the things that turned the Joker over. Yeah.
Seeing everything as red.
Yeah.
So that means lucky he has Asperger's, I guess.
It's a blessing.
Because this is one bit where, like, he goes into Charles, like, knocks on Charles Xavier's, like, thing, and this is when Charles is in that, like, split personality where he could be, he's about to turn and reveal he's about to be Onslaught. And he just basically just calls out Cyclops for being a shit student and a shit leader. And, like, he's just like, you're shit. You're just all kinds of shit. I failed as a teacher, as a mentor, as a father figure. You're just a piece of shit, Cyclops. So I'm going to prepare you for whatever comes next. Please help me. And then just disappears. And Scott's like,
Charles Xavier can disappear?
Yeah. Maybe this was a test.
Is that a new power?
No. Stop the story for a second.
It was like a psychic projection.
It wasn't like Charles was like, I put on the one ring and I'm fucking out.
So like blocks so he couldn't be seen and then just rolled out. Should have seen that paddle.
Just rolling, looking back all paddle.
I like to imagine looking back and like hits the door frame. So he's like has to reverse up a bit and then go out.
But what? Sort of, there would be another reveal. More recent issues, they've sort of been like, look at all the fucked up shit Xavier's done.
He should be a bad guy, but then he's too powerful as a bad guy. So.
He was a bad guy. He's Onslaught.
Like permanently.
Yeah, he should have been.
So I reckon the only reason Magneto's mad is because he's like, my power's not as good.
Yeah, he's like, I can control metal.
I can control metal, but like, I can't brainwash kids. So I kind of got the fucking shitty end of the stick there.
So he died.
He survived the Holocaust as well. He's a shit time the whole time.
He's more understandably why he's like, you know, has a bit of a gripe with humanity.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's like, fair enough.
Charles is like, I came from middle to upper, well, upper class family because look at my fucking house.
I was rich and I guess I'm pretty entitled to. Yeah. Everyone come live in my mansion, never leave the school gates.
Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. Yeah, this was the recent issue. Like, Xavier's dead now. Cyclops killed him. Sad times.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, it was the Phoenix Force.
I'm okay with it.
And they read out his will, and he's like, cry. Before I married Mystique, by the way. Anyway, before that, we get to that, there's this mutant who I just stopped him being a mutant because his mutant powers are just too big. So he's probably going to destroy the world. While I've been alive, I've been like, stopping him from doing that, so good luck.
Who's that?
Just some new mutant that sort of appeared up, and he can kind of just destroys everything without meaning to. Like, he kill his parents when he first.
Because there's some comic issue, I could not tell you, I think it's in the Ultimates, where Xavier, there's some kid is just like this, like 12-year-old boy, and he's just hanging out, and he like asks this girl to prom, and then the next panel is just like this destroyed town, and then Wolverine is sent to go and just kill him because he's like that dangerous a mutant, which I'm sure was Xavier's idea. Xavier's probably there like just I don't know, sitting there reading a Playboy, and then, Wolverine,
I have a mission for you. This man releases deadly gas spores from his skin. I don't know how to contain it. So can you do that thing that you're the best you're at?
I think he'd just be like, so Wolverine, just get down there, introduce him, sort him out. Wolverine gets there, and the kid's like, I killed everyone, Wolverine. It's like, you son of a bitch, Xavier. You sent me here to kill him. You piece of shit. Fine. God damn it.
He just still does it.
He takes him into a cave, and the kid accepts his death pretty willingly.
It's an odd issue.
Yeah, it's super strange.
And something similar recently. And so this guy, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. go in to try and take him down, and this kid can like read thoughts and just restructure reality.
Oh, he's the kid from the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
God, he is.
Yeah, it's basically like
and that episode of The Simpsons.
And the episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and so he kills like Exodus. He kills S.H.I.E.L.D. He kills, like, accidentally kills Magic or... And
Magic Psycho? Johnson?
No.
Not Magic Johnson.
Not Magic Johnson.
He did what AIDS couldn't.
Whoa.
Eliana Rasputin. And so, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. attack and they kill Cyclops and Magic. And then, like, the kid, like, teleports the mansion and then it sort of accidentally kills Emma Frost when she goes to punch him for, like, killing Cyclops. And so this other girl who sort of was Cyclops' student just goes back in time, grabs Xavier from the past, and he's like, help? He's like, oh, shit. Grabs him, and then they're like, shows the situation. He's like, you're dead, and everything's turned to shit because you did this to this mutant, so what are we going to do to fix it? And he's like, take me back in time to when those parents met. Good. You never met. Good. That student was never born. Good. Success. Take me back to my time. Takes her back to his time. Is like, now what? I'll just erase my own memory because I think I've done it before. Maybe. Boop, boop, boop myself. Everything's good. I'm going to read a book again.
Open up that issue of Playboy.
This is good for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm liking this. No what? Wheelchair on her.
Isn't that selfish though to change the entire time stream to save a couple of people?
Well, yeah.
Not a couple. There was... town.
A town, a couple of people. Well, yeah, exactly.
Government body.
I feel like he's making calls that should be a committee's decision at the very least.
Yeah.
Or at least another guy. Where he's like, what do you think? And he's like, well, you know.
Well, they tried that with the committee.
A bit much. What
and then they end up shooting Hulk into space because he's part of the Illuminati.
Well, to be fair, shooting Hulk into space is a good way to solve the Hulk problem.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Like, I would
come back.
I know. No, but like, World War Hulk, like, what are the chances?
Like, yeah, if I was on that committee and they're like, what are we going to do about the Hulk? And somebody's like, space? I would be like, yes, I. You have my vote for that. That's not here. Yeah. Space is big, guys.
What and are the chances of honest, finding a planet?
It worked really well until like a time bomb went off in the Hulk containment spaceship thing,
did
which
nobody
destroyed
check for time
the
bombs?
Planet, which made Hulk go, you ruin shit. Why did that happen again?
Because nobody checked for time bombs. If I'd been on the committee, I would have been like, he's in there? Check for time bombs.
Basically, the reason why, because Hulk comes back angry.
So angry.
Is because, yeah, he finally found this world where he like was fitting in really well. And then the ship blew up, which caused the planet to blow up. What happened there, guys?
Comics rule.
I can't remember.
Is that in World War Hulk or is that the one that's... Oh, no, because World War Hulk, then Planet Hulk.
This is Planet Hulk. World War Hulk is then World War Hulk.
Because, yeah... Oh, yeah, Planet Hulk, then World War Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite thing about, like,
World War Hulk is
comics like
back.
That is that clearly, like, in the comics now, is Hulk just, like, whatever again? Like, every comic
Hulk
book character...
Hulk is now Doc Green, and he's a genius.
See, they have that point where they must be like, sorry about all that. That was crazy, wasn't it? Like, when it's all revealed that, like, Professor Xavier was Onslaught, he comes back and he's like, that was nuts.
It's sort of like...
Anyway, back to business as usual.
Yeah, it works for...
Magneto.
It works for everyone that isn't Hank Pym. Because, like, Hank Pym is like, I'm Ant-Man or whatever, or Giant Man. And then he beats his wife, and everyone's like, you beat your wife? It's like, no, I'm Yellow Jacket. No, you still beat your wife.
I
don't know if you just calling yourself Yellow Jacket's going to change that. Okay, I'm Ant-Man. We still remember that you beat your wife.
He's even started, like, a committee against domestic violence and what, like, he started a foundation. Yeah, the name that I read, I'm like, yeah, but you're only, you can't, you know.
Like, if you'd never beat your wife, this would be altruistic, exactly. But you beat your wife.
Yeah, I mean, sure, look, Jean Grey was possessed by the Phoenix Force, ate a planet, destroyed billions. But whatever, we forgive her.
She's just Jean Grey.
It was the Phoenix taking on the persona of Jean Grey. It wasn't
faux pas, like, if you're in the mansion to bring up stuff like that. Like, if I, as I was just, like, sitting in the cafeteria, I'm like, Professor Xavier was, like, a bad guy last month. They'd be like, shut up. No, he's all right.
You can hear us. Don't.
Don't even know. My
that
head
wasn't,
just...
That wasn't me. That was Magneto me, kind of. Shut up. We're going here now.
I like that Professor Xavier feels like he has to explain it to me. He's not just going to boop it away. He's just going to wheelie.
No. I was kind of Magneto, so...
So look, it was my personality and Magneto's personality merged as a third thing.
Xavier, I don't care.
Look,
it's fine.
Look.
Yeah. No, let me, I got some photos.
I feel like Charles then, Xavier would be the type of person to explain his actions by being like, but Jean Grey ate her planet.
Look at her. She's like holding a tray.
She's like, I was possessed by a firebird.
You bitch. And I'm like, I hate this school. What happened to Mahogany Boy? I will no one talk about Mahogany Boy.
And like, I also imagine like Cyclops would like, while Jean and Charles are arguing about like who is more horrible, Cyclops would roll in and sort of jump in the argument like, yeah, remember that time I did it? Shut up, Cyclops. No one gives a shit.
You're like, yeah, you were Apocalypse at one stage. Like, yes, I was. That is a thing.
Really,
and
that's on me.
And Wolverine's like, that's fucked up. He's like, you were like the personification of death at one stage. Like you also paired up with Apocalypse. School's fucked.
We're putting shit on the table. Like
Gambit and fucking Polaris
totally,
and Sunfire.
Like, have like little awesome stalls in the corridor where I'm selling bracelets that say like WHTMB. Like, what happened to Mahogany Boy? Join the fight!
People are coming up to you like, who's Mahogany Boy? You're like, I can't remember.
I know he's somebody.
Like, look around you. Look at all these tables. Like, that's all Mahogany.
I have like a shirt that he wore once and it's Mahogany. Explain this.
I'm getting a name. Darren? Daryl? I don't know anymore.
You slowly go mad and nobody is like, steps in.
Nobody helps me. Xavier's just like, so sad. Yeah. When a student goes crazy. Yeah.
Poor I.
Just like, Xavier, you remember Mahogany Boy? There was none. Wheeling away real fast.
Mahogany wheelchair.
Something's going on.
It's kind of fucked that the school, like, everyone that's still in the school, like, at some point has just massacred someone pretty much. Like, there's just been, like, everyone's turned evil for a bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, how many went over to Apocalypse? Because you got Gambit when he became Death at one point.
Everybody's had a go at being
Sunfire was, like, War or something, and Polaris, who's, like, also, like, Magneto's daughter, she was, like, the one with green hair. Anyway.
The other daughter.
The other daughter with magnet powers. She became Famine, maybe?
And then, Famine's a cool mutant name.
Yeah.
What's her power?
Like, well, she can control metal, but like Famine is, you know, the four horsemen of Apocalypse?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Four horsemen. I thought you meant like, yeah.
So she's like,
Famine would be a cool mutant, like, to be able to be like, yeah, and make you real hungry.
Yeah, that's basically what they do.
Man, I'm famished.
Power works well.
Oh, I could go a burger. All right. You can't make him starve, just super hungry.
Like Wolverine became Death because he got kidnapped and impersonated by a Skrull. Okay. Which was another fucking weird thing that Xavier did there. Because like Wolverine dies, or like the Skrull Wolverine dies. And Xavier.
Skrull-verine.
Yeah. And like Xavier's this weird thing where he's like, one of you is an evil son of a bitch. Let's play you these mind games with everyone, and like pits everyone against everyone, while him and Beast just go do an autopsy on Wolverine. Because he's like, one of you is a Skrull. Who is it? Don't know.
Why can't he just read their mind?
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, why can't he read one who's like, I'm a Skrull. Oh my God.
I hope Charles is not reading this.
None of them are. It was Wolverine. And they find this out on the operating table. And it's like, you just put like your students through hell because of this. And that's not the first time he's done that.
I just feel like he could ask.
There was like another time.
Hands up if you're a Scroll.
Yeah, come on. Gotcha. Who is it? But see, some of the Skrulls don't know they're Skrulls, which is an issue.
Oh, no.
They're sleeper agents.
People who are Skrulls say what?
Yeah.
Some Skrulls that are Skrulls don't know they're Skrulls.
Yeah, so did Wolverine Skrull know he was a Skrull?
No.
How do they find... What makes a Skrull different in an autopsy?
Well, he turns back into a Skrull.
Ah, okay.
I think.
Yeah. Seems like an odd thing to do, to be like, look, this guy fights for good, clearly. Let's brainwash one of our guys to think that he also fights for good. Oh, shit, there's two Wolverines.
It was an odd time in comics.
Wait, if there is a Skrull that's like, I'm Wolverine and have the powers of Wolverine, why wouldn't Charles just be like, boop, 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 you don't remember you're a Skrull, you're now a good guy. Like, we've got two Wolverines now.
Yeah, well, let's double up.
That sort of happened to, and I'm surprised that Xavier had nothing to do with this one, but this Prometheus, I think his name was Prometheus, Moira's kid, who could possess stuff.
Okay.
And it was like, during an Exiles run, and this guy was like possessing mutants and he would just burn them out.
Yeah.
And so eventually he possesses Morph.
Morph's the worst.
Morph's the worst.
Yeah, he possesses
like
Morph.
Such a casual response. It's like, oh, who's coming to the party tonight? You're like, oh, Wolverine, Morph.
That son worst. Of a bitch. So he possesses Morph, and then they sort of get someone in to like brainwash him to think that he is Morph, so that he just pretends and he just becomes that person. And everyone's got to be like, yeah, you're part of the team, buddy. Knowing that, like, they killed, like, a lot of their friends. And you're like, yeah.
How do you even just stay sane, like, being an X-Men? Like, I just joined the Avengers. I'd see if I could join the Avengers.
Yeah, way better.
Or Canadian X-Men. They don't
Alpha
have
Flight.
These problems.
Yeah, cool. But they die a lot.
Yeah. I think most of their problems start when... Because Wolverine joins him at some point, doesn't he?
Alpha Flight, yes, that's where he started. And they, like, come to America and they're like, give us back Wolverine. They're like, no, he's an X-Man. He's like, no, he's Canadian. He's like, no, he's ours. And they're like, fight it out. And they fight it out.
Good guys should stop fighting each other in comics. I think that's also an issue.
It's metal.
Yeah.
There's like
safer.
It's safer. Like fucking Avengers versus fucking X-Men. I'm sure that's happened at least 800 recent times.
AVX, yes it did. That was
at least 800 times.
That was like, again. Why? That was like, that was a Phoenix problem again. So
how can you be like, hey, we're good guys? Like, is it like we're good guys? No, we're the good guys. Let's fight. Now none of you are good guys.
Well, they sort of are a bit.
No.
They fight first. They sort of, you know, shoot first, questions later kind of thing.
Awful.
There's always a misunderstanding. And then they...
Yeah.
Like, sorry, we murdered half your team.
I'd try and leave. Like, I'd be like on the quest to find out what happened to Mahogany Boy, but I'd just leave the mansion. Like,
well, as Xavier, I might fake my own death again. And so you're kind of like racked with guilt. So you end up staying.
Oh, that's actually a funny thing. Because like Charles faking his own death. That issue that I was talking about where Cyclops is like, fuck this, I've had enough. Cyclops recounts three times where Charles did that. Like,
faked his own death?
The comic book...
To get away from his problems.
The comic book actually acknowledges, like, Charles does that too much.
Just goes to
have
one
a
point.
Problem with faking his death.
There was this character called, I think, the Changeling, which might actually be, like, the 616 version of Morph from memory.
Okie doke.
Fucking Morph.
Changeling's the worst.
Who texted Morph?
I hit reply all. I hit send to all.
Oh, no.
Now Morph's going to turn up with his carob chocolate and Diet Coke.
That son of a bitch.
Diet LA ice.
You're like, so, Morph, you're too poor.
Stop it. Bring some Cadbury.
Come on. Oh, don't bring anything at all. Yeah. Now we feel obliged more.
So he shuts himself away in this sort of room to like prevent this alien race from attacking called the Xenox. And then he's like, Changeling. He's like, Changeling comes. And he's like, look, Professor X, I have like 6 months to live. I've got like cancer maybe? And he's like, I've got the perfect idea for you. Pretend to be me for a bit because I need to go away here. You just go over there. Oh, good, good, good. And Changeling dies protecting them somehow. So everyone thinks that Xavier's dead and starts mourning. Yeah. But Jean Grey knows this because he's like, let Jean Grey in this little scheme. So Jean Grey's got to kick up the ruse like, yeah, Xavier's dead. And then he's like, when he stops and he kind of comes out from this room, he's like, it's me, surprise everybody, I'm not dead. He's done that.
Like the amount of times Xavier must come out and be like, just wheel himself out of his office. I wasn't dead. And everyone's like, yeah, we kind of figured.
There's the time he faked his own powers. Actually, he faked losing his powers.
That
so
also
that
comes
the,
up in the Cyclops.
So yeah, so that the original X-Men was like, it was like their final test to become X-Men.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I can't control you with my mind or like, I can't like, you know, coordinate you. So you're on your own. And if you read that comic and think that if they had fucked up, like there's a lot of civilian casualties that might have happened.
Yeah.
It's like a big, big risk. And then at the end he's like, I was faking it the whole time. You are X-Men. And he smokes his pipe and just smiles into the camera.
And everyone's like, you son of a
bitch. Honestly, I think if I was Wolverine and Charles was like, surprise, I'm alive. I'd just walk up and stab him in the head.
Yeah, I'd be like, not anymore, though.
At least Wolverine owns, like, being a terrible person.
Yeah.
Like, he's very upfront and remorseful. Professor X is just burning villages and walking away.
Yeah. Like, he's like, burning whole continents and being, like,
secret.
Wasn't one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fucking write an issue of X-Men right now.
Yeah.
With words, so I guess I'm not really writing it. Saying it.
Word writing.
Word writing, if you will.
Let's make Professor X turn evil again. He's going to call himself Ozymandias. done. But yeah. not to be... Oh, I guess you can't
You
do
already
that
have Ozymandias. You already... Like, that was Apocalypse's lackey who's made of stone.
No, but I want him to be like...
Comics are killing me, guys.
the fucking poem. I want him to recite that.
I'm sure he has at one point.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Yeah.
But yeah, like, Xavier does a lot of things in secret. There's something that was called the Xavier Protocols.
Oh, God. It just gets like worse and worse.
what's
a good thing he's done?
We'll get. We probably need. We need like a pro.
He dresses well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's got good fashion sense.
Yeah,
very clean head.
Yeah,
he doesn't have like a stubbly head. That's all right.
How does he shower? Does he have a guy?
He'd have like a wheeling thing, like a little ramp.
Oh yeah,
I feel like it'd be like a car wash.
Mm.
Maybe he'd get one of his mutants to just, you know, telekinesis him into a
shower.
I don't
want to be the shower guy.
Like, look, you're going to be the ground force. You're going to be the air. Like, what about me? You had a special mission for you.
Your bathroom
It involves my filth.
So there's the Xavier Protocols, and they're basically just a whole database on how to kill every mutant, including the ones that have...
Batman got
trained.
In such trouble for having one of those.
Yeah, that's what Xavier has.
Is everyone cool with it?
No, no one is.
I'm not. I poke his eyes out.
And it was all...
Strangle him.
It was all to be like who was in the room at the same time. And it was this weird thing. It's like the computer detects sort of like Jean Grey and Cyclops in the room. That means that if you want to kill Wolverine, you have to do this. Oh, I'm detecting this person. So to kill this, you have to do this. And it just got, like, he's just basically built a database on the strengths and weaknesses of all his,
Why?
I want to say students, but I don't know if there are students.
Prisoners.
What's he got? The cult leader and his...
Cultists?
Acolytes?
Acolytes.
Yeah. Followers.
Followers, because acolytes makes it sound a bit too, like, fantasy.
Regal.
Also, Magneto has his acolytes.
Yeah. Magneto is so much less of a cult leader. Magneto's like...
Oh, they're going to say Magneto is so much less of a cunt, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he
that
is.
Too. He's like, look, the human beings like genuinely dislike us. Let's not be like the Uncle Tom of mutants and like, you know, do what they want for us and try and play up to their ideals. No, we're our own people. Let's get a comet,
and
whatever.
And you know Magneto isn't going to mind control you to be on your side.
I feel like if I was like, hey... Xavier disappeared Mahogany Boy. I'm on a quest to find out why.
I think he might be his new bathroom boy. Huh?
Mahogany Boy, I loved him. He made me a mahogany table and this helmet.
Everybody's got something mahoganied by Mahogany Boy. And I'm like, yeah, look, can I join the Brotherhood? He'd be like, yeah. And then if I did it for a bit, I was like, look, the same for me. I'm sure he'd let me go.
He probably would. He'd probably be like, you're not really useful to me.
You just got little U's in your eye sockets. It's not...
I
get a guy... You know,
I can tote around because he's funny, but you...
Well, I guess with the
you're
Brotherhood,
gross.
Because there's absolutely no mind control going on, if someone's like, I'm not on board with this, there's no point for Magneto to be like, haha, you're stuck here, because... Once you've got a mutant that kind of hates you and your team, you know that they're going to, like, something bad's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And it's on you. You should have just let them leave.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we've proved fairly, you know, like, without a doubt.
He's a bit of a jerk.
Xavier, he's more than a jerk. He's a monster. Yeah. Like, he's the worst kind of human being.
Even as a good guy, he is far more villainous than most of the villains. Sure, he doesn't want to, like, steal a comet and crash it into Earth or something dumb, but...
I bet he does.
Actually, no, you know what? I'm not confident. I withdraw my statement.
If I had the power, I would. You don't know me.
Just, like, in his office, looking out the window, being like, I wish I could mind control comets. Like,
what if I... Boop, boop, boop,
what are you thinking about,
comets?
Bob?
Does comets. The comet have a mind I can...
Space,
no.
Mostly.
No. What if I mind-controlled Gladiator?
I could.
That could work.
What about over the living planet?
I could summon him into this.
So, yeah, monster. Has anything good, but has he?
Nope.
None anything good.
Can you go to the school and be like, I just want to work in finance? Like, do you have to wear a leather outfit? Can you be like, listen, I'm just going to do my 6 years and I'm going to go.
Look, leather was a six-month thing. I'm back into the spandex, so you don't have to wear leather if you don't want spandex.
Yeah. If you're caught without a uniform, is that like 50
Well, I know that,
washings?
Like, in...
Also, he's like, you know, like, hi, my name's Scott Summers. No, it's Cyclops. Mm. That's mean.
Jackson Bailey, hey, You're like,
not like that.
No.
Hi, my name's Kitty Pryde. You're Sprite now, but actually probably just Kitty Pryde.
Nah, Kitty Pryde, she changes her own name, like...
three times
an issue. Oh, wait, no, she picks Sprite.
That's on her.
Yeah. She picks Sprite. She ends up wearing, like, roller skates at one point.
Good.
She went through an odd phase.
It's sort of like the comic book writer's like, how do we write a 13-year-old girl?
We're really constantly changing her mind and changing costumes, yes.
Plus rollerblades.
Plus rollerblades. yeah, so he's kind of constantly...
He's kind of not a good man.
Yeah.
But he's kind of so tangled in his web of lies that nobody's ever going to find out and do anything about it. Because all of his people in his inner circle are pretty much equally as terrible.
Because it's like
Jean Grey is not a good person either. Phoenix Force or no.
Yeah, regardless, yeah.
Like, hey, that's not her fault, guys. Again, it was the Phoenix taking
on... I will blame Jean Grey.
That was the Phoenix taking the personification of Jean Grey and making a new body that
she
wasn't actually hers.
She could stop coming back.
Yeah, she could stop
Should Beast
back.
Be principal?
No, because he's ruined the time, like, time-space continuum.
Bloody hell, Beast.
He just... Come on.
How?
He got the time machine and he brought the original five X-Men when they were still, like, just had gone to Xavier's into the future now.
Mm.
That's not good. That's on him.
Yeah, okay, Beast, you can
Cyclops?
Stay out of
and
it.
And Beast keeps experimenting on himself.
Yeah, he does. He always ends up worse. Like, every time. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to become a grey. Now I'm blue. Now I'm a cat man. And now I'm an aper man.
What is going on?
It's an odd thing. So Beast, no, I wouldn't.
Cyclops, what about Cyclops?
He was good until the whole AVX thing happened, and then he's sort of becoming a revolutionary.
Yeah, even like without that comic book, that seems like a logical extension of what Cyclops is like, because he's so by the rules. Like, eventually...
But also he was possessed by Apocalypse, and I think that still has a little bit of lasting damage.
Angel?
That's rattling around in there.
Angel?
Apocalypse still just kicking in his head.
Let's see. Angel, again, was possessed by Apocalypse. He went
fucking
evil,
hell.
Was new Apocalypse, made the Apocalypse
Iceman.
Twins. Iceman is
Bangs
a good...
too many of the students.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What about, like, a regular school principal?
Oh my god, yes!
What are,
at the moment, Storm is sort of...
okay, yeah.
Yeah, Storm's all right.
But like, sort of Spider-Man comes in as sort of a guidance counselor, and she is super racist to Spider-Man because he's not a mutant. It's the weirdest thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It's odd.
It's very odd. They're like, you're not a mutant, go away. Deal with our problem.
I would not... I guess Spider-Man has... No, I wouldn't have chosen him. Plus, he's got New York to look after.
Yeah, who's looking after New York?
What about the principal from Ferris Bueller?
He does go to extreme measures.
Yeah, but like good, like,
but to make sure that his students are in school.
It's still in school.
Nobody's playing hooky.
Yeah.
At like,
fuck, what's his name?
In real life, he was caught with child pornography.
I was gonna say in real life. Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weight loss.
That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ed Rooney is his name.
Ed Rooney. Ed Rooney's School for Gifted Mutants.
I'm not saying that's better than being Professor Xavier, but
I'm,
you know,
well, I'm not saying it's not.
But, you know, yeah, we don't know. Xavier might have mind wiped his own mind when that happened.
You know, no, honestly, I think we're going down a... This is on me. We've gone down a path that I don't want to go down.
And I think we've already
turn
pretty
around
much
to go back.
We've answered our question. Is Xavier a jerk? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Like, is he a monster?
Yes. Yeah. Is he worse than Magneto?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Have we been rooting for the wrong team this whole time? Yes, we have.
We have.
We have.
Well, not us, because we knew, but
we're clever boys.
Yeah.
We clued in.
We're like, hey, Mahogany Boy.
What happened to Mahogany
happened
Boy?
To Mahogany Boy.
Be the change. Hashtag WHTMB.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I've been James.
And if you think Xavier isn't a jerk, please let us know, because you got a lot of convincing to do.
Yeah, if your argument can somehow like top all this, oh my god.
In a tweet.
You've got 140 characters. Go.
Yeah, go.
Hashtag where is Mahogany Boy.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.